الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has created us to worship him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created the jinn and the ins, the jinns and the humans, only so that they worship me. I have created the jinn and the ins only for my worship, only for my ibadah. What is ibadah? Ibadah is to do those things which brings the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to abstain from those things which brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ibadah constitutes two things: to do those things which bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to abstain from those things which bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the correct notion of ibadah. This is the correct definition of ibadah. To do those things which bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to abstain from those things which bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the gist is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for ibadah. Ibadah is to do those things which bring his pleasure, and to abstain from those things which bring his displeasure. That means, Allah has created us to live our lives in such a way that he becomes happy. He is always pleased. He is never displeased. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reality, has created us to please him. He has created us for his pleasure. He has created us to make him happy. and to keep him happy, to keep him pleased, to acquire his pleasure, we have to do those things which please him, and we have to stay away from those things which displease him. And to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy at all times, to acquire his pleasure at all times, is called ibadah, and it is also called taqwa. Because taqwa means to create a barrier between yourselves and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah, it means, O you who believe, create a barrier between yourselves and those things which displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa, wiqayah, means a partition. Wiqayah means a shield. Wiqayah means a curtain, a veil. So, ittaqullah means create a wiqayah, create a veil, create a partition, create a barrier, create a wall, create a curtain between yourselves and those things which brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the purpose of our creation is taqwa. The purpose of our creation is ibadah. The purpose of our creation is to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different words, but the ultimate objective is the same. The purpose of our creation is ibadah. And what is ibadah? To do those things which bring the pleasure of Allah and to abstain from those things which bring the displeasure of Allah. The purpose of our creation is taqwa. And what is taqwa? To create a barrier between ourselves and those things which bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose of our creation is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By creating a barrier between ourselves and those things which bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the objective of life is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to adopt taqwa. We have to live a life of ibadah. So we have to adorn our lives with either ibadah or taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, after every 11 months, grants us a full month, full 29 or 30 days, where He makes acquiring taqwa very easy. Taqwa is the condition of the heart. Taqwa is a barrier between ourselves and sinful activities. Taqwa is a barrier between ourselves and anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. Taqwa is a barrier between ourselves and anything that makes Allah unhappy. It is the quality of the heart. When one's heart is enlightened with this quality of taqwa, he will abhor and detest sinful activities. Because taqwa is in his heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam thrice said, At-taqwa ha-huna, at-taqwa ha-huna, at-taqwa ha-huna. Taqwa is here. Taqwa is here. Taqwa is here. He was pointing towards his heart. Taqwa is here. That means the place of taqwa, the center of taqwa is the heart. Taqwa is the quality of the heart. Just like generosity. Generosity is the quality of the heart. If a person has generosity in his heart, he will not have to force other limbs of his body to become generous. Generosity is in one's heart, and when the heart is generous, then that heart will compel the whole body to be generous. Similarly, humbleness, tawadu, is the quality of the heart. See, if a person has tawadu and humbleness and humility in his heart, then the heart will compel the whole body to become humble. And when you will observe a person who has humbleness and humility and tawadu in his heart, from head to toe you will observe nothing but humbleness. You will observe nothing but humility. In his walking, in his talking, in his dealing with people, in his salat. When he is carrying out a devotion towards his creator, you will see humility in him. And when he is dealing, and when he is interacting with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see humbleness in him. So taqwa is the quality of the heart. When a person enlightens his heart with the quality of taqwa, then he will not have to exert so much effort to stay away from sins. Because that the quality of taqwa is in his heart, and that will automatically become barrier. Every time shaitan will create a situation where he is prone to committing a sin, the taqwa that is within his heart will become a barrier. So he will not be able to commit sin. It will become very easy for him to control himself. Why we find it very difficult is because we don't have the quality of taqwa in our hearts. And if we continue striving, despite not having the noor of taqwa, the quality of taqwa in our hearts, if we continue striving, we will find it very, very difficult to abstain from sins. But it is this striving which will result in the noor of taqwa entering our hearts. So it's like somebody who is very unfit, and you ask him to pick something up which is 10 kilo. And you ask him to pick it up 10 times and put it down 10 times. Pick it up, put it down, pick it up, put it down, pick it up 10 times. But he doesn't have the muscles. He is not fit. So he will find it very, very difficult. So if he says that let my muscles improve and then I will do this, what will you say to him? The only way to improve your muscles is to do what you are doing. See, if somebody says that I find staying away from sins very difficult, I find carrying out the do's very difficult, I find abstaining from the don'ts very difficult, so let me acquire the noor of taqwa first and then I will follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will say, this is the way. You find waking up for fajr very difficult, wake up. You find coming to the masjid for salat very difficult, come, force yourself to come. The more you will oppose your nafs in trying to make Allah happy, in trying to carry out His commands, in trying to carry out the do's, in trying to abstain from the don'ts, the more your heart will be enlightened with the noor of taqwa. And just like that person, who on the first day found it very difficult to exercise with the 10 kilo weight, after 1 week, he will find that there is 10% ease now. And after 1 month, he will say it's 50% easy now. And after 2 months, 3 months, he will enjoy. Difficult, he'll still sweat. But he will enjoy. Like people enjoy jogging. People enjoy jogging. Once they get used to it, they sweat, they get tired, but they enjoy. So similarly, that mujahada will still remain. That striving will still remain. But a person will enjoy all the do's. And he will enjoy abstaining from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once he is fit. Once his heart is enlightened with the nur of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very merciful upon his servants. He loves his servants. He loves his servants. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that each and every servant of his goes in Jannah. It is not Allah's desire that we go in Jahannam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the liberty to choose between right and wrong. He has given us the understanding to differentiate between right and wrong. He has given us the ability to choose between right and wrong. And it is we, using that liberty, voluntarily, out of our own choice, choose to go in the fire of Jahannam. So Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ Allah does not oppress you. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ The people themselves oppress. Themselves. People oppress themselves. They themselves choose to do wrong and go in the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that once the heart is adorned with the nur of taqwa, carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts will not only become easy, it will become enjoyable. So after every 11 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us 1 month. Full month. Full month. Wherein Allah makes it very easy for us to adorn our hearts with the nur of taqwa. إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانْ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ When the month of Ramadan comes, then the doors of Jannah are opened. That means the do's become very easy. Do's become very easy. فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ And the doors of Jahannam are closed. That means don'ts become very difficult. So to carry out the do's become easy and to carry out the don'ts become difficult. Allah closes the door of Jannah, opens the door of Jannah, He closes the door of Jahannam. وَسُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ And the shayateen are chained up. It is for this reason we find ibadat and devotion in the month of Ramadan very easy. We perform 4 rakah sunnah ghair muakkada before Isha, which we otherwise do not do. Then we perform 4 rakat fard. We perform 2 rakat sunnah. Many of us 2 rakat nafal also. And after that, we wait anxiously for the 20 rakat tarawih. We look forward to it. Physically we may get tired. Physically. But not mentally. We want more. We want to do more. So when the 20 rakat tarawih is over, we perform 3 rakat witr, and due to the shortage of time during the summer months in the UK, what do we see people doing straight after the 3 rakat witr? Immediately tahajjud, because they haven't got time. Immediately they go in tahajjud. They do not find excuses that this is the month of Ramadan and it's during the summer months and very little time between Taraweeh and Suhoor, I have the intention to perform tahajjud. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Niyatul mu'mina khayrun min amalihi. That sometimes the intention of the believer is better than his amal. So Allah will grant me reward upon my intention only. No. People quickly engage and perform not only 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakats. And there are so many people that we see in Etikaf who go only for suhoor for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. They rush in the last minute and just a few morsels and they start their fasting again. And the very same people, when the crescent is sighted, crescent of Shawwal, they find the 2 rakat sunnah and 2 rakat nafl and the 3 wajib after Isha Salah burdensome. We all experience this. Allah makes acquiring taqwa very, very easy. If a person is sincere, then he will acquire the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan in leaps and bounds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting has been made compulsory upon you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, just as it was made compulsory upon the people before you. Why? La'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may acquire taqwa. So that you may adorn your hearts with taqwa, noor of taqwa. Let us be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great ni'mat. Let us be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us make a firm resolution that the future Ramadans, inshallah, we will utilize them correctly. Allah says that I have given you the month of Ramadan. I have made fasting compulsory so that you may become muttaqi. If a teacher says to his student, that I have prepared this crash course for you. It's a 2-week crash course. So that you may become very strong in your grammar. If a teacher says that I have prepared a crash course for you. You are weak in grammar, you are weak in grammar, you are weak in grammar, you are weak in grammar. There are 10 of you, 4 of you are very weak. So just give me 2 weeks. You have 4 weeks holidays in summer, take 2 weeks holiday, give me 2 weeks. I have prepared a course for you. And if you, just give me 2 weeks, you will master your grammar. So when a teacher prepares a crash course for his students, then he will be confident that the course I have prepared is sufficient to improve their grammar. Otherwise he would have said that you have to give me 3 weeks. Or he would have said that your grammar is so poor that even 4 weeks are not sufficient, but just give me 4 weeks, will improve to a certain extent. But when he says just give me 2 weeks, and you will be just like the rest of the class. So he knows, because he is experienced, he is master in his field. So when he says that just give me 2 weeks for your grammar, that means he knows that 2 weeks are sufficient. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have made this month to adorn your hearts with taqwa, that means Allah knew that the weakest servant, even if he was to strive for 30 days, his heart would be adorned with the nur of taqwa. Allah knew that 30 days is enough. For the worst servant of mine, 30 days is enough. All he has to do is to pay attention. All he has to do is to benefit from these 30 days. And after every 11 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that month again, just in case a person has become neglectful and his taqwa has deteriorated. How kind he is. He does not say that I give you one chance only. Or once you've adorned your heart with taqwa, if you deteriorate, I will. No, he does not say that. Every year. every year to renovate our taqwa, to renew our taqwa. He gives us that 1 month. And if taqwa is already there, then the level of taqwa increases every year. So it's a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us all make a firm resolution. I know Ramadan is a long way off, but let us make this resolution and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, that, oh Allah, we have neglected this favor. This is the first thing we need to do after Ramadan. This is the first thing. We need to accept in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are guilty. Allah has granted us this great ni'mat without our being deserving of it. Someone who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 11 months, one who buries every part of taqwa that Allah has given us throughout the 11 months, he engages in disobedience throughout the day and throughout the night. Why should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him 1 full month to adorn his heart with the noor of taqwa? He should be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. But no. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without our deserving, gave us this month, and we were neglectful. We did not make use of it. We cannot claim that, yes, in these 30 days I have become a muttaqi servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Because we find ourselves doing the same things that we were doing before Ramadan. Same stamina, same fitness or weakness that was there before Ramadan. We don't find any difference in our lives. Maybe for a week, maybe for 3 days, maybe for 10 days. After that we find ourselves same weakness. So the noor of taqwa has not entered our hearts. And if noor of taqwa has not entered our hearts, that means we were neglectful of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did not utilize this favor the way we should have. So let us repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were guilty. We are guilty. And when people neglect the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wala in kafartum inna adabi la shadid." If you are ungrateful for my favors, then my punishment is very severe. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And make a firm resolution that all the Ramzan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us in future, inshallah we will value them. Not only in the last ashara, not only during the last a few days or a few moments, we will value each and every moment of Ramadan from the time the crescent of Ramadan is sighted until the crescent of Shawwal is sighted, inshallah. So make istighfar and make resolution for the future. And because death could be round the corner, we may never see next Ramadan. We may be in the list of those people who are going to pass away between now and Ramadan next. So let us not wait for that moment. Because everything depends on taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who adorns his heart with taqwa. When a person adorns his heart with taqwa, he creates a barrier between himself and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is always happy with him. And if Allah is happy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for him an exit to leave from every problem. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his needs from those avenues which he would not have even contemplated. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who adorn their hearts with taqwa. Why is Allah with them? Why is Allah in their favor? Because they have created a barrier between themselves and those things which bring the displeasure of Allah. So Allah is happy with them. And if Allah is happy, Allah is in his favor. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Adorn your hearts with taqwa. Create a barrier between yourselves and anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you may become successful. successful in this world, successful in the hereafter. We need taqwa. We need taqwa. Without taqwa, we cannot become successful, neither in this world, nor at the time of death, nor in the grave, nor on the day of Qiyamah, nor in the hereafter. So we want to adorn our hearts with taqwa. And the best time to adorn our hearts with taqwa is the month of Ramadan, which we have lost. And now we have to wait for another 11 months. And we have made a firm resolution that inshallah we will, from now, make use of this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But success depends on taqwa. So what if we die in between? So, although Shawwal and Zulqada and Zulhijjah and Muharram and Safar are not seasons like the month of Ramadan to adorn our hearts with taqwa, one who strives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist him and he will adorn his heart with the noor of taqwa even during these months. So let us pull our socks. Let us pull ourselves together. And let us resolve that we do not want to wait till next Ramadan or next month or next week or tomorrow. We are starting right now. And let us resolve, because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Create a barrier between yourselves and the disobedience and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be. So wherever you may be, wherever you may be in this world, and wherever you may be in your time, whether you are in Shawwal, whether in Zulqada, whether you are in Zulhijjah, whether you are in Muharram, whether you are in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Karachi, Bangladesh, India, wherever you are. So wherever you are in this world, and wherever you are as far as time is in your life, wherever you are, whether you are at the age of 25 or at the age of 30 or at the age of 50, wherever you are, ittaqillah. Create a barrier between yourselves and anything that brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are human. We are prone to making mistakes, especially the unfit person. He will pick up the 10 kilo weight maybe 8 times and then he may not be able to pick up the 9th time. So because we are unfit, we will make mistakes. So if we make mistake, وَاتْبِي السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمُحُهَا وَاتْبِي السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ. Follow up a bad deed with a good deed. This good deed will wipe out the effects of the bad deed. Tipex. Tipex. Use the tipex. And tipex is tawbah and a good deed. Tawbah and good deed. So if you make a mistake, a good deed is make tawbah, say to Allah, oh Allah, forgive me. I am making a firm resolution, I will not do this again. And a good deed, if you make a mistake, perform 2 rakat and then make dua. Recite the Quran and then ask Allah to forgive you. Carry out a good deed. Because every good deed has an effect and every evil deed has an effect. If you carry out an evil deed and you do not repent, then the effect of this evil deed will lead you to more evil. So before the effect of this evil deed leads you to more evil, wipe it. Clean it by carrying out a good deed. Tawbah and good deeds. It is for this reason when we commit a sin, if we have spent a very nice month of Shawwal, alhamdulillah, in every way it was very good, ma'amulat, a'mal, zikr, tilawat, tasbih, safeguarding of the eye, safeguarding of the ear, safeguarding of the tongue, alhamdulillah. And suddenly we sleep. Shaitan makes us sleep. We sleep. And we commit a sin and we become despondent. We lose hope. And when a person loses hope, when a person becomes despondent, he will continue doing wrong. And this is exactly what Shaitan wants. So when we sleep, as soon as we sleep and we realize I have slept, then do not become despondent. Do more good, more than you used to before. Push yourself to come to the masjid. Push yourself to sit in good gatherings. Push yourself to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if your heart and mind is not with you, that heart and mind still desires to commit that sin again, at least with your tongue say, "Oh Allah, I will not commit this. I am making a promise to you." Inshallah, the effect of what the tongue is saying will fall on the heart, and the heart will also support what the tongue is saying. So create a barrier, very strong barrier. Willpower is what is required. Willpower, determination. Firm resolve. I will never do this again. I will not do this again. And if it happens, immediately make tawbah. Immediately carry out good deeds. And with the people, khaliqin nasa bi khuluqin hasan. This is your behavior with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That do not do anything which will bring His displeasure. If you sleep, make tawbah immediately, carry out good deeds and turn more to Allah. And with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa khaliqin nasa bi khuluqin hasanin. Deal with people with good characters, good morals, with lofty characters. So this is what we need to do after Ramadan. Number one, with full regret, accept the shortcoming and say, "Oh Allah, I did not value the month of Ramadan." And make firm resolution. "Oh Allah, I make a firm resolution. Grant me long life with afiyat, with safety, with good amal. Grant all my dear ones, near ones, long life with good amal, with afiyat, with safety, free from tests and trials. And oh Allah, grant us all the tawfiq to value each and every moment of Ramadan. Oh Allah, we make a firm resolution that we will value the month of Ramadan. We repent for our shortcomings during this month of Ramadan. And because we do not know whether we will live till the next Ramadan or not, and everything, all success depends on taqwa, the success of this world and the success of the hereafter, so we should immediately resolve to create a barrier between ourselves and anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more we strive, the more it will become easier for us. So, ittaqillah haythuma kunt, wherever you are, in this world wherever you are, during the year wherever you are, in your life wherever you are in your youth, you are in your middle age, you are in your old age, you are in your child, wherever you are, create a barrier between yourselves and anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you sleep and if you do something that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow it up with a good deed. And tawbah is also a good deed. So tawbah, with tawbah, other good deeds, and ask Allah to forgive you and resolve not to do that again. And with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with other members of humanity, deal with good characters, the lofty characters that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi Wasallam has taught us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Akmalul mu'minina imanan ahsanuhum khulukan." The most perfect believer is he who has the best characters, best morals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجلنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اجعلنا ممن طال عمرهم وحسن عملهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم كل خير لكل مسلم ومسلمة. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.